This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Out the start of the next segment for folks that want to talk about that interview a week and a half ago. The state of the world, nothing censored. All we ask for is a good, clean phone line and that you have your points, and we move on to the next person. Your phone calls are coming up. So, Nick, this is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it. A bunch of stations join us in about 6 minutes. What else do you want to get into on the whole Ye interview, and then we'll shift gears into some of the other stuff that you and Ye were talking about?
Well, I think that there's a lot more to the Ye situation than people are saying right now. People are very hung up on this issue, and you said, and I think you're right about it. It is provocative, and of course, you know, I had some sense that it was going to the media coverage would go in that direction. But there's something really special going on with Ye, because it's not the only thing that he's talking about. You know, when I saw that video that he put up several weeks ago, talking about the January 6th supporters and the loyalists that stood behind Trump, and how a lot of them were hung out to dry in favor of lawyers and types like Jason Miller and others. When I saw that, I said, this is like a serious political figure. I said, that's a serious political contender. He's saying the same thing that people in Washington, D.C. who worked in the Trump administration were saying for the last 6 years. And I know you have sources there, too. All the people that I talked to in the White House would complain constantly about how actually it would be a mark against you if you were trying to get a job in the Trump White House that you worked on the Trump campaign in 16. So all the people that supported and believed in Trump, all the people that supported and believed in his agenda, they were hung out to dry. They weren't hired, passed over. And we saw the White House, and now it looks like this 2024 campaign had been infiltrated and subverted by people that were on the Rubio campaign and people in the Bush White House and sort of the worst, people like Bill Barr and Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo and Nikki Haley, who was in the UN ambassador, and John Bolton. And so I saw something like that, and that's something that he's been talking about a lot. And in some sense, the Hitler thing has overshadowed that. But when the dust settles on that, and it will, it's a quick news cycle, I think people are going to be very, very eager and interested to hear what he has to say. It's a true and a real alternative to a lot of the junk that we've been getting. We're supposed to believe our two options in 24 are going to be DeSantis and Trump. And DeSantis, I think you like him. I'm not really a huge fan. And Trump, like I said, in a very moderated form, sort of low energy. I still love him. I still die for him. I still think he's a great hero and one of the great Americans. But he's not the same guy that he was in 16. Everybody recognizes that. And so a big part of what's so exciting for me as a young guy in the last couple months with everything that's been going on is here's something out of all the stuff that we were put through, you and I, in the last 2 years and many others, between January 6th and the pandemic and BLM and the election fraud, here's finally a light at the end of the tunnel. Here's finally a North Star, you know, West, but maybe a West Star. Here's something that we can finally look at and actually get excited about.
Sure, what do you make of Senator Paul?
And what about?
I think he'd be a great president.
You know, I like Rand Paul. I like him a lot. I met him actually in 2016, and I actually worked... Maybe I didn't work on his campaign. I think I campaigned with Cruz, actually, during the Republican primary in 16. But I was an early supporter of him, I'm talking about when I was a senior in high school. But I was a supporter of his. I still am. I think he's very intelligent. But he's a libertarian, and he's just not really my kind of conservative. I know you're more libertarian, so I think there's more overlap. But I'm really more in favor of bringing back a very strong Christian flavor of nationalism. And I don't know that I love that term. I feel like it's being hijacked, but I want the government to be Christian, and I want us to have a true nationalism. So it's a little bit stronger.
Well, we certainly shouldn't
have
an anti-Christian government. Nick Fuentes is our guest. Just terrible racist things he's saying on a scale of 1 to 10. He's like a 2. And you got the ADL, just so pro-Hitler and just so anti-white, promoting racism that I just am so frightened by both groups. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow info warriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a Patreon. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
What you want, man?
Hey, yay, right after this, I'm going to say you're crazy. I'm going to take your family away from you. We're not done with you yet. You cannot cause free thought. We have to control the history books. We have to control the banks. And we have to go and kill people.
Suggesting we get rid of two-thirds of the doctors?
Not get rid of, like, not violently get rid of them. I think that Jews are very intelligent, but they don't deserve to be in charge of everything because they don't put Christ in.
How do you legislate that?
They need to work for Christians. Jews should work for Christians. I'll hire a Jewish person in a second. If I knew they weren't a spy and I could look through their phone and follow them to their house and have a camera all in their living room.
Funny words. I like Darren. He is my friend. I like you and him. He likes me. And I like him. He likes you. I am.
Hey, man. I
like his autograph. It is a nice picture. He is
When it comes to the Jews, here's the silver lining. It tends to go from 0 to 60. Like, they're not wrong about that. But there's a reason for that. And the reason is them. Okay? When it comes to the Jews, every society where has gone down with these people, it always goes from 0 to 60. It never starts with burning all the Talmuds in Paris. Okay? It never starts that way. But frequently, it seems to end that way, and it gets there very rapidly. Doesn't start there, but it frequently ends there. But I would say that the Jews had better start being nice to people like us, because what comes out of this is going to be a lot uglier and a lot worse for them than anything that's being said on this show or has been said on this show. In spite of the fact that I have been bullied by the Jews and I have been oppressed and slandered and lied about and attacked by the Jews, I have been completely precise for the most part and even-handed and nuanced about my view about the situation. And I'm also a Christian, which is going to matter. Because it could be a lot worse, I'm going to say, than this show. And what's going to come out of this could be, like I said, it could be a lot uglier than what we say on the show. I know that there are other people that are going to push farther than that once this conversation really starts. And the Jews are going to look at people like me in America first and say, damn, I miss when it was just that funny guy and we pushed so hard and then this and that because... Because history has shown that once this train gets going...
You know, blacks are overrepresented in violent crime. But when you meet an individual black person, you don't apply that. You start with a fresh slate every time you meet someone. Do you do that with Jews?
Nope.
This intervention isn't going very well.
All right, I mean, I just got to say it. I think basing things on race is really bad news. But the left and the ADL and others are saying all white people are racist and demonizing our founding fathers and trying to destroy our country. And so I wonder why it is what I see is the ADL is trying to conjure this anti-Semitism to get more funding and more power and more control over people. And they worship people like George Soros and others that help round up Jews. And so many of the Jews that have been killed in history under the name of this have been completely innocent people. I really just don't think Jews are one big monolith, Nick. And again, you really, I think, spoke to it earlier in the last hour where you said, well, you're off over there on these kind of side issues of Bill Gates, the WEF, and, you know, this stuff. But, that, you know, we're over here with the Jews. The WEF and the big corporations, the New World Order and Xi Jinping are mass murdering people, are bringing in tyranny and lockdowns and world IDs and controls. And whether they're Chinese or whether they're German or Jewish, I'm just opposing these tyrannical objectives. And I kind of want a big tent for all of that. And I just think it's a First Amendment, but I do think it's dangerous to then sit there and just invoke all of this and say that Jews are the powerful Jewish mafias who basically run the world. I mean, is that what you're saying?
Yes, and I think they do. I don't even think it's really disputed anymore after what happened to Ye and that clip that you played with Greenblatt from the ADL. Look at him. I mean, he was somebody who even in 2018, 4 years ago, was saying things that are regarded as politically incorrect. And people throw that around. They say, well, that's politically incorrect, like it's just, you know, broad, nebulous thing. It's actually very specific. He said, like, partisan conservative talking points in 18, and he was just fine. And he went on Tucker Carlson, and he called out China and called out a lot of things, and he was just fine. Then he switched up on the Jews. He was banned from Fox News. He was banned from Daily Wire. And, you know, I don't have to go through the whole list, but we've all seen the cascading effect of this. Adidas deal cut, Gap deal cut. His bank froze. Tens of millions of dollars. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable if that doesn't prove it. And then the ADL is going around now, and they're not just fundraising, but they're passing out a letter in Congress, and they're demanding that nobody give him a platform. They're getting him kicked off Twitter. It goes on and on and on. And so I don't even think it's even in dispute anymore that Jews have and, you know, maybe you would qualm about whether it's all of the power or just like a lot of it or a majority of it. But it's true that there are these Jews, and there are Jewish groups, Republican Jewish Congress, Zionist Organization of America, ADL. These are all Jewish groups, World Jewish Congress. Called for Apple and Spotify, and you know, that's kind of like asking a question in itself. What is the World Jewish Congress? Did you know that the State Department's definition of anti-Semitism says that if you believe that Jews conspire on a global level, that you're an anti-Semite? Well, then how do you acknowledge the existence of the World Jewish Congress, which is real, they did an article about it in Newsweek last week, without being an anti-Semite? I mean, they also go on to say that if you call Israel comparable to Hitler or the Nazis, which you have 20 years ago in 2001, they say that's a definition of anti-Semitism.
Well, what I said
they
is some of the, yeah, I mean, the ADL, instead of taking it off their website, but it's on the Wayback Machine, said they support anti-race mixing laws in Israel, and they support basically taking lands away from people that aren't Jewish, and they support... I mean, they said we can't have replacement migration or Israel won't be Jewish. So, I mean, I'm not denying that Israel lives by a second set of rules. But how do you square it up that Jews in Israel have been under the most draconian lockdowns in the world after China and have been given the deadly shot and one of the highest death rates from the shot? I mean, if they're all powerful, why is this biomedical tyranny targeting them and doing that to them?
Well, I think that that's just a symptom of the elite. I think that's a symptom of hubris. I don't know, for example, that the vaccine is created to kill people or something. I think that the COVID thing's very complicated. There's a lot of journalism to be done there.
Just kind of like Bill Gates, WF, Alex is off on a side tangent. Yeah. The shot's not the centerpiece of their takeover. It's not depopulation, 20 million dead at least, erases your immune system, and Israel is the worst country for being given the poison shot. Their lockdowns are the second worst.
Well, it wouldn't even make any sense, because if they were going around giving everybody the vaccine and that's supposed to take out everybody, well, who are the most vaccine hesitant? Who's going to be remaining when they're... And don't get me wrong, I think the shot is deadly. I didn't get vaccinated at all. But the idea that this is some kind of... That the Georgia Guidestones are dictating global politics, I think is just ridiculous. And I think it's one of these things that...
A consortium led by... The founder of CNN put that up. I mean, they do believe in depopulation. As I was saying, Nick, there is a larger depopulation globalist agenda. And that gets into who funded Hitler and how they set him up. And this powerful group that's next level. It's the transhumanist, man. It's, you know, to me, that's what's going on.
Yeah, I just don't know how convincing that is. I think when you look at these raw demonstrations,
how convincing?
Of power,
Hitler was for government push euthanasia. Hitler was for abortion. Hitler was for all these things the left supports today.
Yeah, but I just think if you look at the conversation these past 3 weeks, it's pretty clear who's in control, and it's not Bill Gates, and it's not China. And take a look at, and listen, I don't mean this in any kind of offensive way, but you went on Crowder, they try to get...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Say that was all a big conspiracy, but our breaks are at 16 and 29 and like 46. So we had to go to break there. The point you were making, Nick, when we went to break, please continue.
Yeah, between you and Turmeric 95, I'm getting killed in this debate.
No. You were bringing up Steven Crowder.
I know. I'm kidding. I'm giving you a hard time. But the point I'm trying to make is, I'm somebody who everybody knows me as like the Holocaust denier, anti-Semite. Yeah, I talk about other things other than that too, you know, but that's sort of why what I'm billed as, labeled, categorized. And I'm not permitted basically anywhere. I'm banned from everything. I'm banned from all social media. I'm also banned and basically not allowed. I'm ostracized in the entire conservative movement. The point I'm trying to make, and again, it's not a competition. I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but you did a show last week with Crowder, and Crowder's talking about, I've been in many a synagogues. And Crowder's a guy who hasn't, you know, he's pretended not to know me for the last 2 years. Now that this big news story came out, now he knows who I am, and he hates me, and he's doing Oppo research, and I'm a rabid anti-Semite. I was on Elijah Schaefer's show on The Blaze almost a year ago exactly, and he almost got fired for having me on the show. And so clearly there is some disparity in treatment between people that are talking about this very heavily and people that are not. And I think everybody knows that you derive some benefit and there is some cover. And I hear this refrain my entire career. Well, it's those left-wing Jews, and they're not even really Jews. Or it's those atheists, but they're atheists. They're not Jews, they're atheists. But these Hasidic Jews, these Orthodox, these religious ones, they're our closest allies. I mean, these guys are really right-wing. I think you get a little bit of cover for that. I'm not going to lie. I don't think you're getting calls, but I do think that telling out of tales out of school here, that does provide some cover for people to hedge and say that
really?
These right-wing
Jews
are
okay. Cover, if I'm getting cover, I didn't know it. Take Dr. Zev Zelenko, who early on exposed COVID, had a lot of courage and died recently. And he's an awesome guy. I've actually studied the geopolitics and sub-politics of different nations quite a bit. I find it fascinating. The left-wing Jews in Israel persecute the Orthodox Jews and take away their kids and do all sorts of stuff to them. So like you're saying that Hasidic Jews, I mean, one of the biggest groups of Hasidic Jews doesn't think Israel should exist. So I think it's more complex, Nick, than what you're saying.
I agree with you that there are Jewish factions, but the one thing that they're all on the same page about is that they're all on Team Jew, and they all spit on Christians. And this is a well-known thing. You go to Israel, and they literally spit on Christians. And it's so tragic that there are so many Christian Zionists or Christian philo-Semites. These are not the Jews of the Old Testament. These are rabbinical Jews that and I talked about this on the Ye interview. They believe in the Talmud. Their rabbinical interpretation of the Hebrew Bible has now, it's almost like it's abrogated inspired scripture. And so they're looking more towards the Talmud, where you have rabbis correcting God. In their interpretation of the 613 commandments laid out in the Hebrew Bible, they defer, when there's a conflict between God and the rabbis, they defer to the rabbis. This is not the same people. This is not the same book. They're not our people. They do not share our best interests, and they don't even see us as equals. And you said this. I saw a clip from you on the day after 9/11. You said that they call the Palestinians goyim. They call us animals. And that's how they regard non-Jews. It's Jews, and they're in a big club, and there's a lot of fighting.
How old were you on September 11, 2001?
I was three.
Ha, ha. Man, I'm getting old here. Well, look, here's where I'm at on this, Nick, and I want to take some calls coming up. You say this whole thing about Bill Gates is a side issue. No, that's the central issue, and I see this whole leftist thing saying America's Hitler and, you know, the leftist groups are Captain America. I see it just as what it is. And I just hope that all of us can come together and transcend the cashless society and the world government, the forced injections and the imploding borders. And I'm just trying to get everybody together on those issues instead of obsessing about different groups all day. You know, there's whole groups that think Catholics run everything. And I don't think that's the case. And I don't think that Jews run everything. I mean, who do you think runs China with 1.5 billion people?
I think the Chinese run China. And I think that's why, I mean, there are problems in China, but China's a country that is fighting ruthlessly for its own self-interest. And you could say that it's a tyrannical state, but China's always been a tyrannical state. They're a different kind of society. The Chinese people are very collectivist. They're very societally minded. They're very obedient and deferential. And that's their culture, and that's who they are. But there's no question that the Chinese Standing Committee and Xi Jinping are going out to bat every day to get great trade deals for China in the way that our Jewish leaders in America are not working for people in Oklahoma and Iowa. Does anybody believe the Hollywood Jews in L.A. and the finance Jews in New York and the government Jews in D.C. and the ones in South Florida? Does anybody think they care at all? They give a damn about people in Texas or people in Kansas or people in Iowa? They don't. In the same way that you could say Putin or Xi Jinping care, I think, about their countrymen, or Assad cares about the people of Syria. And that's really the conflict, is we've got this separate nation on top of ours, and they're not the only one. There's other. Saudi Arabia is influential. The Qataris, the Emiratis are influential. Chi-coms are a real problem. They spy on our country. But there's only one that no one's permitted to talk about. You can hear about all those issues on the War Room, and you can hear about them on Tucker Carlson and Fox, and, you know, Mike Pompeo can say them. But there's one very powerful gangster group that you talk about it, and it's an instant ban. It's an instant kill shot. In some cases, they literally threaten to take your life. So I agree. I don't mean to reduce it all to something that's so simple, but we can't describe the society without bringing that into it. And that's one of the things
that
I
wanted to have the actual intellectual side of this discussion here today. And, you know, I personally think that everybody that gets sucked into this black hole is giving power to it. And that's what some of the sinister forces manipulating groups want. And I think we have to transcend things on policy and ideas and actual issues and the fruits of the tree. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes. It's your chance, unfiltered, folks. We don't screen the calls. Just have a good, clean phone line. Tell us where you're calling from, and don't cuss. Because we're on a lot of radio stations. We can't have that. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We're talking about the Ye interview, Nick Fuentes today, censorship. We'll talk about Elon Musk coming up, what Nick Fuentes thinks of what he's really doing. Look, he's keeping me banned, but overall, he's bringing a lot of great folks back and exposing the death shot, the medical tyranny. So I like that. I like DeSantis talking about they're setting up a statewide prosecution through these grand juries of the vaccine makers. I mean, that's where I'm at. And so you can say who runs it or who's behind it. I'm just going to oppose pedophilia. I don't care who's behind it. I'm going to oppose fractional reserve banking. I don't care who's behind it. I'm going to be issue-oriented, and that's what I do. But we're going to take your phone calls coming up, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX, InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back with Nick Fuentes straight ahead. And then in 30 minutes, The War Room with Owen Schroyer. I want you to remember two words, InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful
game-changing products you've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold on stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It will empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Here, I'm Alex Jones, your host. And let me just make my point here, and then I'm basically done debating and arguing all this. I don't judge Nick Fuentes, even though I disagree with him on some issues here, because you can't have the left viciously saying that white people are inherently the devil. I have stacks of articles here where major universities in Michigan, California, New York are going to make white people wear badges that digitally track them and don't let them go in certain areas. And who's running that? The ADL. The ADL, at their last three conferences, said, I'm the number one enemy. We track the lawsuits, the attacks, everything to them. But I'm not going to blame the average Jew for what that horrible mafia is doing to me and my family, who actually use Hitler tactics. My issue here is I've studied eugenics. I've studied the New World Order. Francis Galt in 1850 founds the eugenics organization. They develop the whole plan. They create the Rockefeller Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, the Cold Springs Harbor operation. Hitler is a spinoff of that. Hitler for euthanasia, Hitler for planned societies. I oppose that because it is an offshoot of this eugenics operation. And I'm an expert on it. I know all about it. And I don't just read history books. And I'm not going to tell the whole story here. And I've never even told the whole story because it's amazing. But again, Dallas, Texas, one side of my grandfather's family were old Texans. The other side, the Hammonds, were Germans who'd come here pretty recently. And they were not Jewish. They were blonde-haired, blue-eyed. And they were in World War II, and they know what went on. And they told me, no, Hitler was bad. And they told me what went on and how the rich Germans in Dallas, once Hitler got into power in 33, they would blackmail German family members, not my family, but people who my grandfather worked with, and suck money out of them. And what? So when I heard about Hitler doing that and blackmailing people and sucking money, my family told me went on. So I grew up actually hearing about all of that. Then my grandfather worked in secret weapons programs, and I only heard a little bit of it that my mom heard him talk about. He would never talk about it. But I remember him bitching when I'm like 8 years old about weapons projects and how he knew Wernher von Braun, all of it, and how he had to deal with these damn Nazis and how arrogant they were and how he didn't like them. So, I mean, I grew up with both grandfathers had been in World War II. They both dealt with the Nazis, and they both didn't like Nazis. And so I didn't get it from Captain America. I didn't get it from Hollywood. I didn't get it from any of that. I got it from my badass grandfathers, who now look at people today like, holy crap, these guys were freaking badasses. And, you know, they don't make men like that anymore. So that's where I'm at. But that said, you can't criticize Nick Fuentes for what he's saying when the left is literally redlining the engine when it comes to race-based politics, and the ADL is captaining it, teaching elementary students they're inherently bad because of what color they are. But my issue is I'm not going to sink to the level of the ADL. But I say, mess around, find out. Like Nick Fuentes said earlier, you think Nick Fuentes is your ultimate enemy. The support for what Ye said was 50-50. I wanted to demarcate the fact that I'm not for authoritarianism, and I don't agree with what happened. Some of the things he said, I don't agree with the censorship and what's happened to him, but I'm not in league with that whole worldview. So that's where I'm at. We've got loaded phone lines for Nick Fuentes and myself right now. Daniel called in earlier before I went to you. He wanted to bring up Bible verses and synagogue of Satan stuff. I said, why don't you hold till Nick Fuentes is on? Nick's here. Go ahead and make your point, Daniel.
So I wanted to say that there are a lot of different sides to the question, and when you don't have all the sides, you end up with evangelical Zionism or, you know, other over-emphatic views that they emphasize one or another point of the discussion of the Jews. And the fact is that the Jews do have a lot of blessings just inherited from the righteousness of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, from the forefathers. They have callings and blessings. But in Malachi, it says that God will curse their blessings because they have not honored his name. So here you have people who are lost, but they have inherited all these blessings because of their forefathers, and these blessings are just being shot in every direction, and they fight against each other, they fight against the world. It says in 1 Thessalonians 2:15, they are displeasing to God and hostile to all men, which includes themselves, which is the answer to your question, Alex. Well, how come they're killing so many people in Israel? You know, they are aiming their weapons blessings at everything and everybody, including themselves. Why? Because it says that in Galatians 4:21-31, when it describes how they are our persecutor, they are the Ishmael to us Christians, the Isaac. We are allegorically Isaac. They are allegorically Ishmael. And if you look at who Ishmael is in Genesis 16:12, it says he will be a wild donkey of a man, his hand against all his brothers. So this is really the answer to a lot of the questions.
All right, I got to jump to a lot of other callers here. Let me get Nick Fuentes's take on what you just said, Nick.
Yeah, I think that's all great. And I think it's so important to emphasize, and this is something I want to get to before the last break, is, Alex, you said you wanted to transcend all these things. There's only one way to transcend anything, and that's through Christ. The answer is not Hitler. The answer is not National Socialism. The answer to what's going on right now and the Jewish influence or whatever, all the influences, is for us to follow people that follow Jesus Christ. And it's that simple.
But
so I love
Jesus Christ, not born a Jew. He said, I came to fulfill the Old Testament, not to destroy it. So, I mean, I love how people that hate Jews then follow Jesus, which I do. Jesus is the Messiah. Don't you see there's a paradox here?
It's not a paradox at all, because Jesus Christ was the fulfillment of the law. And so who are the Jews that remain? It's the Jews that are still holding on to old sacrifices and old ways of doing things. And like I said, that's where you get the Mishnah, and that's where you get the Talmud, and that's where you get the idolization of the law for its own sake, and the idolization of the law and ritual for its own sake, rather than the Lamb.
Jews are literally at war with the Hasidic Jews. That's not a fake war. They're literally persecuting the hell out of them. Look at New York, how New York attacked the ultra-Orthodox.
The Jews are not at war with each other. The only times they even they're not. They're simply not. They're rival factions, certainly. But at the end of the day, they're all on the same side. The only reason the ZOA criticized the ADL is because they said, hey, ADL, your anti-white hatred is actually confusing people, and people think Jews are white, and they're not liking Jews, so could you please stop it? But they didn't say that on behalf of the white people, and the ZOA is considered a more conservative Jewish group. So it's not to say that they're a monolith. They're not a monolith. Like you said, there's intense factionalism.
All right, I'll take the call, then. Let's get the calls. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I just want to talk about this whole interview in the context of my daughter and I listened to that interview together later in the day after I picked her up from her basketball practice. And I just can't express how much empathy she had for you, Alex. I just kind of felt like you were hijacked, and I really feel like this whole conversation stems from being, I hate to say this, but spiritually immature and not truly understanding the Jewish people. I've heard rabbis talk about Jews in particular and drawing the distinction from secular Jews and the evil that they're doing in this world. We can look all throughout the Bible. You know, Jesus is not just the God of the New Testament. He's the God of the Old Testament, too. And they are God's covenant people. But I do know this, at the end of the day, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, and that includes everybody, not any specific people groups. But
you see the attack on Christ, the Antichrist spirit knows that. Don't hang up. Chris, I want you to finish up, and we can go for 10 hours. Nick, you got to come back and take like 2 hours of calls. And we'll do a commercial-free podcast some Saturday, and we'll open the phones up and take like 50 calls. We should do this. You got your own show on Cozy TV as well. Give people the URL.
Cozy.tv/Nick. Yeah, I'd love to.
Yep, don't be afraid of the info, folks. Check it out. And band.video and Infowars.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Sometimes two, three, four opposing forces, and they'll run them together like waves in the water to create the storm they want. And so I love everybody, whether you're Christian, Muslim, Jewish, old, young, black, white, it doesn't matter to me, as long as you support liberty and freedom. And there is a major battle in the Old Testament and the New Testament that the caller, Chris, was talking about in Kentucky, where God is telling the Jews, but also all of us, stop being evil or you'll go into bondage. Stop doing this, stop doing that. And so that's the reality here for me, and that's what I'm trying to promote. Chris, finish your point, please, here with Nick Fuentes.
I guess probably the most important point I wanted to make was, you know, in the context of my daughter, she's a 14-year-old girl, and she was sitting there listening to this conversation. And people need to realize, especially, you know, people like you, Nick, that have an influence over younger people, need to be very careful with their words, extremely careful. You don't realize what kind of influence you have. I think, honestly, this is my personal opinion. You can do what you want to, but I think you need to read the Bible cover to cover two more times before you make any more comments about this subject. And I'll go back to kind of your back and forth between each other. You know, we try to pinpoint problems and find solutions. I think Alex has been pinpointing the exact problem on a growth on a man's big toe. And Nick, I think you're trying to cut the guy's whole leg off. And that's just the way I see, you know, what's happening here. But we need to be very careful with our words.
All right. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate your call. God bless you for tuning in and spreading the word. Comments on that, Nick?
I would just say that I just don't really, number one, I am very precise with my words. If you watch my show, it's very precise and very nuanced. But look around you. The problem in this world, if you are a Christian, is not that you have guys like me being careless with words, which I'm not. The problem is that children are being exposed to pornography as young as 9 years old, and they're being filled, their heads are being filled with all kinds of propaganda about violence and sex and sin. That's the problem. So I find it to be a little bit rich, and I'm going to be respectful, but Christians have got to toughen up. We're in a war here. Our adversary is the devil, and he's like a roaring lion looking for people to devour, and people are coming up against people like me who've given everything, or other people like Ye, and saying, you know, could you be a little bit more careful or something? It's like, you know, frankly, we're in a war, and that's not to say that we don't have responsibility. I take it seriously, and I use my words precisely, but
right,
you know, we've got to reorient.
Here, let's go to William in Colorado. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Go ahead.
Alex and Nick, just good job opening up this dialogue. And before I ask my question, I just want to say, you know, maybe it is time for, you know, the right conservatives to stop invoking Hitler and the left to always deflect to Hitler. But, Alex, I got to ask, man, don't you agree that the Germans were fighting for a better future for all of Europe in World War II? I mean, aside from, like, the tactics of the war and Hitler, you keep repeating that you're German. Don't you think that Europe would be in a better place now?
No, I did not say I'm German. I say I have German ancestors, and Hitler got 20 million Germans killed.
Well, that would make you German, sir.
Well, what it makes me is I'm an American and a Christian and then an American and a father. And I just I think Hitler was manipulated into that war, and I think Hitler did a lot of bad things. I don't think Hitler is the ultimate evil. I don't fetishize Hitler like the left does, but that's where I'm at.
Well, you're already deflecting the question and going back to Hitler. I'm asking you, would it have all of Germany and all of Europe been better off?
No, I don't think Europe would have been good under Hitler's European Union and Edward VIII is the king of the EU. I don't think Hitler. Why, let me ask you a question. The first country Hitler invaded was Poland that had a horseback military. He attacked them because they were weak. Why did Hitler attack and kill hundreds of thousands of Poles and bomb their major cities with Stuka dive bombers? And Junkers, why?
Well, now you're getting into who fired the first shots of the war. World War II is more or less a rematch of World War One. Who started World War
One? Oh, you believe Operation Himmler at Gliwice. You believe Poland attacked Germany.
I believe that they both invaded the borders. As far as who fired the first shots, neither here nor there. I'm just asking you, you know, Europe would be better off now, and for sure.
I mean, actually, at Nuremberg, the Nazis testified that they staged an attack at Gliwice on a German radio station, military station, and started the war. I appreciate your call. Nick, let me ask you that question. I know you don't defend Hitler here, but you think World War II, Hitler invading Poland, was that a good, did the Poles, are they the master group too? Do they deserve it?
No, but I think you got to recognize the situation in Europe. And I would also say that the more relevant fact to me is the secret security guarantee that the British gave to Poland. I think that if you're looking for culpability for World War II, I don't think it rests with Hitler. I think it rests with, quite frankly, the United Kingdom and Winston Churchill.
Well, that's
and that's
right.
And, shared
and,
by
and
Pappy
you
Cannon.
Show your history knowledge, and the Brits did not back up that security guarantee.
Right. So in terms of, in terms of those politics, I honestly don't think it's even relevant so much for today, because the thing is, we don't need to be having a big, protracted expert history discussion about World War II, the Holocaust. The question is, why is that the crux of the debate? And to me, that's the relevant part for Americans living in 2022. But they always want to get into the weeds on these things.
No, I hear you. America wasn't Hitler. We didn't do that. So we should not be have that by the left pushed on us. Let's talk to Craig in Washington. Go ahead. You're on the air with Nick Fuentes.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, Nick, just a question for you. Like these are all just words, and it's so silly that we're beating each other up. Why don't you start living in Christ? My question to you is, like, why don't you, it doesn't have to be horse-driven, why don't you become like the Amish? Do your own thing. Why don't, you know, for a group, you know, the Amish live in Christ more minutes of the day than probably any group out there. Why don't you just stop throwing bombs and start living in Christ? That's my question to you.
Well, I don't know what that means. I'm not Amish, so I don't think living in Christ means living in a low-tech society. I'm living in Christ every day. I'm a Christian. I go to church. I pray every day. I pray the rosary. And what we're called to do, we're called to go out and evangelize and tell the truth. There's horrible iniquity and horrible injustice going on in the world. If you're a Christian, you have to be disgusted at the state of our country. Like I said, the filth in the media, the filth in our school system, the groomers, the porn, the media, it's terrible. And to sit by and watch all these innocent people in some kind of quietist, you know, people call this the Benedict option, I think it's a dereliction of duty.
Let's jam in more calls. Let's talk to Wild in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Hi, Nick. I agree with you about, like, the Jewish mafia stuff, but how you mentioned before about Hitler and being Christian. Hitler is known for also killing, you know, a significant portion of Orthodox Christians. I don't know really how you can square that. That someone who's killed so many Christians and being a Christian is an idol of yours. And then also I was wondering if Kanye on the back of his jacket with the checkered flag, not the mask, but the jacket, had a Masonic symbol on it, the checkerboard symbol, which is also the floor that Jesus was tried on with Pontius Pilate. Do you know if Kanye just likes racing or is he a Mason?
Well, first of all, it's yay. And no, I don't think that was the intention behind the jacket. He wanted to wear a motocross jacket. He said it fit the Texas Austin InfoWars.
Yeah, no, he wanted to find a country. He wanted us to take him to a store at night to buy boots. They were closed. He wanted a cowboy outfit, so he went with that. I can say that's true.
Yeah, and what was the first question? The first question was about idolizing. The thing is, I don't idolize Hitler, and here's the problem. You bring up this conversation and people's brains turn off and they stop listening. I never said I idolize Hitler. I said there are things I admire about Hitler. There's things I admire about Joseph Stalin. There's things I admire about Xi Jinping. As a Christian, you understand that we're all fallen. We're all sinners. And so there are no good and bad people. There are people that have good and bad actions. And I would be...
So you think the Zionists are good too?
Like I said, I love everybody. Ben Shapiro, I think he has good attributes. Dennis Prager, you know, he says
I love Dennis Prager. We're out of time. Okay. We're out of time. Amazing debate and interview. Sorry to the other callers. Nick, join us again for another one of these. Let's do a commercial-free soon, okay?
Let's do it. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
And what is it, cozy.?
Cozy.tv/Nick.
All right, there it is. And we've got band.video. Look at this, Alex Jones channel on there. Good Lord. And we've also got Infowars.com/show. All right, Nick, thanks for joining us. Very interesting discussion.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. We love you, man.
We love the First Amendment. All right. Owen Schroyer, Loaded for Bear, Infowars.com/show, and stations across the country. We need funding. I can shut down and show you how close we are. Plus, we've got great products you need. The new products are in Infowars MD. The Turmeric 95 is now back in stock. And we have the Mushroom Max and so much more. Full Spectrum CBDs, those are selling out. And the Great Reset in the War for the World. My book, signed and unsigned, at InfowarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. Great job, the crew. An amazing discussion. The First Amendment lives, and America is awakening.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.